This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 10 Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Currently, the weather across Israel is warm and pleasant. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining brightly. Meanwhile, Jerusalem is enjoying mild temperatures with a gentle breeze. Haifa also has clear skies, making it a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from Walla, just in, Netanyahu has halted operations in Gaza. Security officials warn of potential operational misses. Also, from the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour, regional states plotted to falsify normalization plans with Israel while planning war. Also this hour, according to JNS, Mladenov says Gaza tunnels could take a decade to clear. Separately from Israel Hayom, one regional country proposed an agreement with Israel, followed by war, to another country. And finally, in earlier reporting from the Board of Peace, Israel is not required to withdraw from Gaza until Hamas disarms. Reaction has been swift on social media. Middle East 24 posted minutes ago that Saudi intelligence has received information about a potential coordinated attack against Saudi Arabia by Iran-backed groups. Jonathan Conricus, a military analyst, posted earlier today that Israel has been outmaneuvered diplomatically in Gaza and that domestic politics are influencing security statements. Visegrad 24 reported an hour ago that Bar Asraf, grieving over the death of his partner in the Hamas attacks, has died by suicide at her gravesite. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the situation in Gaza, Walla reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu has paused military operations, citing strategic concerns. Security officials caution that this pause could lead to missed opportunities to dismantle Hamas. This move reflects ongoing tensions and the complexity of military decisions in the region. Turning to the Jerusalem Post's report, it outlines how regional states have been engaging in deceptive diplomacy. They publicly considered normalization with Israel while secretly planning conflict. This revelation highlights the fragile nature of Middle Eastern diplomacy and the high stakes involved. Meanwhile, JNS provides insight into the long-term challenges in Gaza. Mladenov suggests that clearing the tunnels could take a decade. This underscores the scale of infrastructure issues in Gaza and the enduring challenge of achieving lasting peace. In an intriguing development from Israel Hayom, it was revealed that a regional country suggested a two-step approach, first an agreement with Israel, then conflict. This tactic indicates the complex motivations and strategies at play in regional politics. Finally, according to the Board of Peace, Israel's presence in Gaza remains tied to the disarmament of Hamas. This condition reflects the broader international pressure for disarmament as a precondition for peace. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv Business highlights a strategic shift by Shufersal, one of Israel's largest retail chains. The company is exploring a new model to compete with international players like Carrefour. This move could reshape the retail landscape in Israel. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reports that Israel ranks high on the list of countries with the most billionaires per capita. With over 40 billionaires, this indicates Israel's significant economic prowess and influence. And finally, from Ynet Business, chess prodigy Naomi Bashkonsky leaves OpenAI to start a new venture. Her startup aims to translate thoughts into text, demonstrating Israel's innovative edge in AI technology. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 12 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.